Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst at the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Glenn Wilson, chairman and CEO of TAP Immune Incorporated. The company trades on the OTCQB. Ticker symbol is TPIV. Thanks for joining us today again there, Glenn.
Thanks a lot, Juan. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Great. So for some of our listeners that didn't catch our interview from about 6 months ago, can you provide us with a history and overview of the company?
Yes, the company is involved in one of the most exciting spaces in the pharmaceutical industry currently. That's called immuno-oncology. And what we're doing is trying to develop T-cell vaccines, stimulating the body's own immune system to recognize and fight cancer. We've successfully completed two phase one clinical trials, one for HER2-new breast cancer with a product we call TPIV-100. And the second trial is in triple-negative breast and ovarian cancer with a separate product called TPIV-200. Both those trials showed the vaccines to be safe and well tolerated, and the most interesting part of the studies were they showed that over 90% of the patients showed robust T-cell immune responses against the vaccines. So that's very encouraging as we move towards phase two studies. So we're in the T-cell vaccine field. We think we're a leader in that field now with our clinical results and moving into phase two in both ovarian and breast cancer.
All right. And yeah, in terms of TPIV 200, can you talk about the fast track designation?
Yes, the fast track designation is something that the FDA gives you if you're working in an area where there's a significant clinical need, and if you have an approach that has significant merit. So we received fast track designation for the use of or development of TPIV-200 in ovarian cancer. In ovarian cancer, where the patients have been treated with standard of care, that's surgery, chemotherapy. And also these patients had been given platinum treatments, and they had some sensitivity platinum. So it's a very specific indication, but there's a clear need for new products in this area. When patients have undergone treatments, they reoccur fairly quickly, and the prognosis is not good. The practicality of fast track is it allows you to go to the FDA with data that you have and talk to them about what that data looks like and what the next steps in the process are. So it has the potential to shorten the development process significantly.
Great. And so in terms of some of the key trends in the sector, can you talk to us about checkpoint inhibitors?
Yes. Checkpoint inhibitors are on the television most nights now. Opdivo, for example, from Bristol Myers Squibb. These are compounds that inhibit the T regulatory cells. Cancer cells have a variety of mechanisms for avoiding detection by the immune system, and one of them is by putting out signals which suppress the immune system. The checkpoint inhibitors essentially take that break off and allow the immune system to work better. And so there are a number of products that are on the market and will be coming onto the market for the treatment of melanoma and non-small cell lung cancer. We believe that the use of a vaccine such as TPIV-100 or TPIV-200 is a perfect in combination with the checkpoint inhibitor. You take the brakes off the immune system, you use the vaccine to stimulate the components of the immune system. It's like a 1-2 punch. And we hope to announce shortly a combination trial, a phase 2 clinical trial, with a pharmaceutical partner. That will be in ovarian cancer, will be done at Cancer Institute in New York, and it'll be looking at the combination of a checkpoint inhibitor from the pharma partner and TPIV-200. That is scheduled to start before the end of this quarter. So we're very excited about that trial.
Well, great. And so what are some of the key factors that you feel make your pipeline unique from, you know, that of some of the other players in the sector?
Well, I think really it starts with the phase one results, where we have shown that our approach, or the approach of our collaborator at the Mayo Clinic, Dr. Keith Knudsen, broadly stimulates the immune system, and we showed that over 90% of the patients that received the vaccine in phase one responded with significant immune responses. That is a unique result. And so the key things moving forward are to get that into multiple phase two programs, both in triple negative breast and ovarian cancer, including the combination trial I've just mentioned. We announced in September last year that the U.S. Department of Defense had put a $13.3 million grant into our collaborators at the Mayo Clinic for a large phase 2 study in triple negative breast cancer using TPIV-200. We of course will provide the vaccine for that study. So that was a major validation, I believe, of our technology. We'll be doing smaller open label phase 2 studies sponsored by the company in both ovarian and in triple negative breast cancer to complement the large study that's funded by the Department of Defense. Some other milestones that we'll see this year, we're planning to do an uplisting from the bulletin board to the major exchange. And we'll be progressing the development of our in-house developed technology called Polystart, the DNA vector that has potential to provide a much greater stimulation of the immune system than has been conventionally possible. So a combination of our clinical entry this quarter and starting next quarter, together with our uplift, the major exchange, and our pharma partnership, development of our own in-house technology, I think provides a very good set of milestones for 2016.
Definitely, and perhaps you can talk a little bit about the you know, the key management there, and you know, the background and experience behind the scenes.
Yes, you know, we've been adding management as we've gone along. My own background is in big pharma, both in Europe and in the United States, in product development, involvement in at least $1 billion drug. My colleague who's come on board as a medical director, Dr. Patrick Uramian, is coordinating the clinical trials from our side. He has a 25-year history in industry, including small biotech companies. And my new director of the company, strategic advisor, Dr. John Bonfiglio, has run multiple biotech companies, such as Immune Response Corporation, Peregrine, Argus, and others. So we have a wealth of experience in both corporate management and in particular product development, including clinical development. And we're adding on to the management team and board as we speak. So again, if we look at additional milestones this year, we'll be looking at additions to the management team and to the board.
Certainly, and So in terms of investors and the financial community, Glenn, what are some of your key drivers there that you wish perhaps they better understood about the, you know, either your company or the sector?
Well, I think the key driver is the sector itself. I think there's a general appreciation now that cancer treatments in the future will revolve around immunotherapy, the type of thing we're doing, and in particular combinations. We have a platform in T-cell vaccines that makes a perfect combination with things like either monoclonal antibodies or checkpoint inhibitors. So I think we're well positioned there. The sector is growing very, very rapidly. There's a lot of opportunity. One of our vaccines, for example, the HER2-new vaccine, the standard of care in the marketplace is Herceptin from Roche. It can only effectively treat about 20% of the patients that have that target, the HER2-new target, but it's still a $6 billion product. We have the potential to treat about 85% of that population. So the markets are enormous. In terms of our own market cap, currently around 40 million, 42 million, that's significantly undervalued if you look at the space and comparables, with probably pipelines that are not as good as ours. So there's plenty of room for us to grow. So there's a huge opportunity for investors to get involved in, I think, a leading company in the leading space in the pharmaceutical business.
Great. So once again, joining us today is Glenn Wilson, Chairman and CEO of Tapamine Incorporated. The company trades on the OTCQB, ticker symbol TPIB, currently trading at 57 cents a share, as mentioned, market cap around 42 million. And before we conclude here, Glenn, to recap some of your key points, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good investment opportunity today?
Well, we're in the immuno-oncology or immunotherapy is the fastest growing space in the pharmaceutical business. We have a leading set of technologies in that space, which have been successful in phase one, moving into phase, multiple phase twos this year. So we have multiple, I think, catalysts or inflection points for the growth of the company. And we're addressing huge markets and clinical needs. So I think at the end of the day, we have a real advantage to deliver two things. One, new therapies for women in great need, and secondly, value for investors.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on the upcoming progress, and we'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us again, Glenn, and update our investor audience on Tapamune. It's always great to have you on.
Thanks, Juan. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks a lot.